For centuries, Morris dancers have donned colorful garb, hitched bells to their knees, and danced around waving handkerchiefs and clashing sticks. But don't ask me why. For some reason, it's not catching on these days with young people. Indeed, the Morris Ring, which represents more than 200 Morris dancing troops, or sides, has issued a grave warning that the age-old brand of rhythmic stepping could actually die out in as little as two decades. Brian Tasker is the squire of the Morris Ring. He's in Tunbridge Wells, Kent.
Mr. Tasker, what has led to this crisis in Morris dancing?
Well, the Morris is divided between men's sides, ladies' sides, and mixed sides. Now, in the 1970s, there was a tremendous revival of interest in folk, starting in the folk song clubs and spreading to folk dance clubs. A lot of men went to folk song clubs and naturally gravitated to the Morris sides. Now, at that time, nearly all of the Morris sides were men's sides, and the clubs were bursting with members in the 70s. Now, as the years have passed, some men have just drifted off, and others have gradually decided that they are no longer fit enough for it. And we still manage quite well. We danced when we were in our 40s, our 50s, but now we're in our 60s. And those clubs which haven't actively recruited and replaced the men who've left are now struggling for members.
So there's no one to pass the bells on to then?
That's the problem that some men's clubs have got. It's not all the men's clubs, because there are quite a lot of men's clubs that are doing quite well. They've got youngsters and sometimes even youth teams. But there are some teams with a particular problem. But as I say, this is only part of the scene, because over the last 40 years, there's been a tremendous growth in the number of female sides and mixed sides. And generally speaking, they've got a younger membership than some of the old men's clubs.
So it's the women who might save your Morris dancing, then?
Women's Morris is very strong.
And why do you think that, no, there's so few or fewer men, young men, who want to get involved in Morris dancing?
Well, I think there are a number of reasons. I think one of the reasons is that the Morris hasn't really kept itself up to date. If I can give you a little historical perspective on that, if you look at paintings of Morris dancers going back 200, 300, 400 years, what you see in the pictures is nothing like the Morris that was collected by the dance collectors at the beginning of the 20th century. The dance clearly evolved and it kept up to date. And in the 19th century, the Morris dancers used popular tunes of the day to accompany their dancing. Now, what happened at the beginning of the 20th century is that the dances were recorded, written down, and they haven't changed. They've been danced right the way through the 20th century and into the 21st century, more or less as they were collected. We've failed, really, to reflect the times in which we live. So when Morris dancers go out now, the costumes they wear very often are the sort of thing that young people wouldn't wish to be seen in. We've really got to update our image by adopting more modern music and more modern costume so that we reflect the times. We have too much of an inclination to be sort of antiquarian, as it were.
I'm going to date myself here, but in the late 1970s in university here in Ontario, there was a Morris dancing club on campus, and lots of men joined it. But I think they liked, they did some aggressive things with sticks, I think was rather appealing to them.
Yeah. Lots of universities had sides, but certainly in England now, there are very few university sides, because the problem is, of course, that you lose part of your membership as they graduate and move on.
Why do you think, though, that they were tempted to dress up in the Morris costumes and play the old music in the 70s, and that they can't get that? There's lots of revivals like that that seem to catch on with people.
Yeah, well, I think that the social environment in the 1970s was more conducive to Morris. In those days, Bob Dylan was all the rage, and I think the younger people really were in tune with what the Morris had to offer at that time. But I think youth today, young people today, their culture has moved away. It's changed. The Morris hasn't changed, but the culture of young people has.
You still enjoy your Morris dancing?
Oh, yes, I enjoy it immensely, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I dance the Cotswold style, which is what you're referring to with sticks and handkerchiefs. And I enjoy that style. I also do sword dancing, which comes from the north of England, which we dance as a linked dance. You know, we hold the swords hilt and point between the dancers and perform figures. It's all immensely enjoyable.
If you could think of a tune or different songs that you think more contemporary songs that people might want to dance to, do you have any suggestions?
Well, on YouTube, there is a video of North British, which is one of the sword sides I dance with, and somebody has recorded over the top of our musician playing a modern tune called Candyman. And it really fits the dance very well. It totally changes the whole character of the music. And I think that's what we've got to do to appeal to young people, make it more contemporary.
Maybe we need candy canes instead of wooden sticks to bash around then.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. We'll check that out. Thanks, Mr. Tasker. Bye-bye.
Good to talk to you.
Brian Tasker is the squire of the Morris Ring. He spoke to us from Tunbridge Wells, Kent. I think that's just so darn sad. So I tell you what, let's do. Let's, while no one's watching, all of you, I mean, let's grab a hanky or a tea towel or a scarf, if that's all you've got, and try and bring Morris dancing back, if only into your own life. Let's try it to the music he was talking about. I think he said this one. Okay, get ready to Morris dance, everyone. This is Lollipop Candyman by Aqua. Go for it. Really go for it.
I am the Candyman, coming from Bounty Land.
Hankies, wave them! Jingle your knees! Jingle them! Dance like the wind! That's Lollipop Candyman by Aqua. And upon reflection, that may not have been the song that Mr. Tasker was referring to, but you had a good time, didn't you?